Indy's Giant 90.9, your station for variety. This is the WBDG 59 Marathon. And guess what, ladies and gentlemen? We've reached the end. It's hard to believe. I know, right?
Yeah.
It is hard to believe we're at the end of this.
Had a really fun time.
Yeah. That was Isaac. You might want to give him a microphone there. So, any final acknowledgments or anything you want to say as we wrap this thing up?
Absolutely. Do you want to go, Jace?
You can go ahead.
Okay. All right. I want to thank, first and foremost, I want to thank John Easter for sending this entire thing, to making this pop.
Thank you.
And secondly, thank everyone who supported and watching, listening. Thank our underwriters. Thank everyone who donated. Most importantly, thank everyone who donated. Really, like, y'all don't understand how much y'all helped. Thank everyone who gave us the food. Thank the crew who was in here working. It was all overall a fun event. Thank the board for not giving me any problems. Yeah,
didn't die. Thank the computer for working throughout. We have had things times before that the computer's just like crashed in the middle of the marathon. That didn't happen.
Yeah.
So Jace, go ahead.
Jace?
It was a very fun experience. I feel like it was a time to bring us all together and just enjoy the marathon as what it is. And I'm excited to come back next year for Big 60.
Yeah, it'll be the 60th, WBDG 60 next year. So that's pretty amazing.
I would actually just like to call out the other seniors for not being here for the final hour. How dare you guys? Clearly, I'm the best of the lot of us. I've won the award.
I don't know about that one, buddy, but you got a few more hours to catch up to me, but, you know.
He's jealous. In denial. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for listening.
A few more hours to catch up to me, but, yes.
You already went, Javion.
I wasn't done.
Okay, all right.
He's going for a second round.
Round two! Fight!
But, overall fun event. Next year I will be
my face. What's problem? That hurt.
Next year I will be graduating for the Big 60, but I will still make
a
plan.
You'll be 60 when you graduate.
The Big 60 marathon. I will be graduating the Big 60 for next year Big 60 marathon. But I'll still come
the
back.
Big 60 marathon. What do you think?
Yeah.
The Big 60 marathon.
The WBDG Big 60 marathon.
Well, yeah. I will come back. I will come back and take it personally if I'm not invited back.
You're always invited back.
Oh, well, I will not take it personally if I'm invited back, because I'm invited back now, and I will come back for the Big 60.
You guys
summer
know
with
that.
The guys.
Sam, I didn't, like, specifically invite Sam. Just he came.
So. Can you specifically ask people not to come? Have you done that before? For reasons undefined?
I'm not going to get into that. Yes. No, I wouldn't ask that either. No, we're all good. So, anything else?
I want to go home and take a shower.
Yeah, because you've been working. You're a working man. You've been working all night.
Have a good night, gentlemen.
Are you out?
See
you.
Yeah.
All right.
We'll see you, Isaac.
Thank you. Did a great job.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you.
One thing before you go, and I said this to you, so I can say this. And this is like that time of the year where Isaac comes out of his cocoon and does a great job on the radio. You're really good at this. Very serious about that. So. You do a great job. We'll see, Isaac.
I want to be you when I grow up.
Yeah.
I want to be you when I grow up.
So, Isaac, take it off. So, we appreciate him. So, I guess it's to me now. We don't know the final total, but we did reach our goal, which is pretty awesome. There were times that I didn't think we were going to get anywhere near our goal. There were times I, like, even thought, would we get $1,000?
Yeah,
because the thing just sat there at like $550 for ever. I mean, we got like $550 right off the bat, and then it just sat.
I shooted a bunch of emails, and then I never got a response back. But hey,
yeah. So it just sat there, and so it was. This was unlike some of the marathons where everything gets done at the start, and we were ready to go and. Everything happened. This one kind of developed, and I wasn't sure what it was going to be, but it ended up being one of the ones I'll remember because of the way it came together. And we never really had a huge crew in here after school was out, but yet we gave away almost every prize. We certainly, I think, entertained people. We had some of our marathon stalwarts who come back every year, and we were entertaining them. So we're very happy that, you know, and I could start naming them, but and I'd forget somebody and they'd feel like I left them out. So, you know, this was just a fantastic event, and I think it goes into the annals of WBDG history as another great marathon, and that's all we can ask. And we're leaving the studio nice and clean as we get out of here. So that's also cool. Thanks to everyone who came in. Thanks to everyone who helped, even if you just, you know, handed out a flyer. Thanks to everyone who listened. These listeners, we could not do it without you, so we're going to push the magic button for the listeners. So thank you to them. Thank you to our custodial staff and our maintenance crew. I know Mr. Campbell was in here on Friday, said, hey, we'll make sure the AC stays on for you. Ms. Teresa and her entire staff, Ms. Janice, who cleans our area. I think we did a pretty good job cleaning up, but I'm sure there's some things that we missed. So thank you to her. Thanks to our department chair, Mr. Dennis Goins, and Mr. Allen, who came in and checked with us. Thanks to all the people that gave us food. That was something that was new this year. We didn't have any food for the crew when we started this. And so I put out a social media plea, and I was like, hey, is there any restaurant out there that wants to sponsor food for our crew? And I started getting just like, I had to turn down food. So, I mean, we had such a great response on that. So thank you specifically. I hope I don't forget anybody. To Chicago's Pizza Speedway and our anonymous benefactor, who I can't say, but I wish I could. That person knows who they are, so thank you to them. Dinner yesterday was Fazoli's from Senator J.D. Ford, so thank you to him. Appreciate him as well and his friendship. The Pulley family, Owen Pulley and his parents, Greg and Julie and Olivia Pulley, gave us the lunch, which was, I mean, we were still eating it tonight. So, and then Miss Welter, who gave us just some phenomenal food prep from Nacho Mama, which I just love to say.
It's not Nacho Daddy's.
No, it's
Nacho Mama's.
So that was awesome. If you called in and you didn't win a prize, we're sorry. You can try again next year. If you did win a prize, congratulations. Thank you again for you know, hanging with us and making this another great event in the history of WBDG.
Absolutely.
So thank you, guys. I almost forgot to thank you.
Thank you as well.
Thank you to Javion. Thank you to Jace. One of the things, and everybody else that was in here as well, thank you to Bryant Smith, who couldn't stay all day but was here most of the time. Bryant did a great job and was awesome. Thank you to Scott Hicks, who was here most of the time. Thank you to Kieran Sandulo, who was in here. Isaac coming in, and that really helped us out because we were starting to hit the wall a little bit. So Isaac popped in and kind of took over the last 2 hours. Always appreciate him and what he has done. And thank you to, you know, Brody West. Thank you to all those guys that were here early, because that was great. Yesterday afternoon especially helped out. And I don't know what I'm forgetting. Miss Squire, principal of Ben Davis High School, Area 31 Career Center, Brittany Clower, and Mr. Tim Pratt. Let's see, all the interview guests that
absolutely
we had.
Thank all you guys.
A day, you all know, interviews. We had some alumni that called in. We also had some people from Area 31 come over. We had the publications department here. We'd like to thank Dr. Butts for supporting us, and Janine Templeman, and everyone at the main office here in the MSD of Wayne Township. Ben Davis Athletics as well. They helped us out. All the people that gave us prizes, which is a huge undertaking in itself, trying to get those things in. And I might even have some down in my mailbox that I didn't get to before Friday. So maybe we'll figure something out with those later on. I need to make a list when I do these because I know I'm forgetting something. So I'll just make the blanket, hey, if I forgot you, thank you. So I appreciate all the people that make this possible, the BD Dads, our big underwriters.
Fire department, thank you.
The fire department, Jeb Barden, the trustee. But our underwriters who were here the whole time for this, Mr. Gary Lentz, who has gotten back involved with us this year. He is a 1981 graduate, I believe, from Ben Davis High School, and has really helped us out this year. So thank you to him. And, of course, huge thank you to one of the best organizations in Wayne Township, the Ben Davis Dads. If you are a father and you want to get involved, or an uncle, a granddad, you want to get involved with the BD Dads, contact Mr. Mike Morrow, and they'll get you involved, because they do so much really unseen, unknown. If you go to a football game, you see their concession stand because of what they do. But if they do so much for programs around the school. So thank you to the BD Dads organization for another year of supporting the marathon. They've done this several years now, so we really appreciate them, and also everybody else who supported an hour or two or five or half or, you know, everything else. So we appreciate you. I think I've thanked everyone, but, you know, I can't think of anybody else. I'm going to start, like, listing, people, the alumni that came in, Sam Pierman. Yeah. Other alumni who stopped by, said hello. That's it. Anybody that messaged me and said they were listening, you know, everybody's doing a great job. I mean, you know, this is kind of WBDG's chance to shine. And I think she did again. So,
yep.
60 years we'll be celebrating next year. This thing went on the air in 1966. And I don't think it's stopping anytime soon.
No.
Not if we have anything to say.
I've learned one thing, and that is never lose hope. There's always hope. That's a great marathon. It was looking doubtful for a little minute, but we got hope, and we got it rolling. And once we got it rolling, we never stopped and looked back.
Yep. So I think that's going to do it, guys. Yep. Any other final thoughts before we say the final goodbye?
Thank you for everything you do, Mr. Easter.
Oh, thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr. Easter.
And thank you very much.
And thank you, everybody listening. Thank you.
Yep. All right. I think that'll do it. That'll close us out for the WBDG 59 Marathon. Again, we'll be back next year. I believe the date is April the 24th next year. We're a week earlier. It kind of goes some years where August, some years were April, some years were the first day in May, it just depends on what's going on. So I think we'll be April 24th next year. WBDG Alumni Day is coming up October 11th, so that'll be fun to have all the alumni back. They'll be hosting shows, much more. So follow us on social media, WBDG Indy. We always try to keep people updated on what we do. And folks, that's going to do it for the WBDG 59 Marathon. Thank you so much once again for everything you do to make WBDG great.
Goodbye.
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 Now, if you'll excuse me.
Goodbye.
Good night.
Signing off.
Come to bed now.
WBDG FM HD1, Indianapolis.